the girl who wore Indian clothes and stayed at home. And, you know, the vamp was always in Western clothes and partying. Was out partying. But today, I think everything is blurred.
What the hell?
Hey, where are you looking? Can you guess what's cooking? I'm a booking you up. For a sneak, for a peek, baby, every week you're gonna scream.
What the hell, Navya? Are entrepreneur, ye hai Navya. Kare baat khul ke, ye hai Navya. With a mom, with a nanny comes Navya.
Mary Shelley once said, "I do not wish women to have power over men, but over themselves." As women, I think sometimes we struggle to establish our place, whether it's in the house, at work, outside, even with friends, because it is men who usually dominate most spaces that we know of. But I think there have been quite a few examples of strong women who've not just held their place, but also paved the way for the future generations. And I have two of them joining me today, my mom, Shweta Nanda, and my nani, Jaya Bachchan. Hello and welcome to What the Hell Navya, empowered by Bumble. I'm Navya Naveli Nanda and I'm joined by my mom Shweta Bachchan and nani Jaya Bachchan today. We're going to be talking about some of the spaces in which women struggle to be themselves sometimes and try and figure out how we can manage that better, whether it's work, with friends, or even at home, because that is a problem. So let's dive right in, let's get ourselves some coffee and we'll be right back after this short break. Good morning.
What the hell, Navya?
You
what's
can't just
in
start
for
the
it
episode
today?
With, what's in store
Good
today
morning,
is women in different spaces. That is our topic of conversation for today.
Okay. What do you mean by women in different
spaces? Women at home, women in the workplace. Mm. You know, we three are women are also in different spaces. You know, nani does different work, I do different work, mom does different work. Mm. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay, so what do you think in 2022 are some of the stereotypes that women still have to face?
Stereotypes we're still dealing with are that women are very temperamental and emotional.
Moody. Yeah.
And you can't rely on them to have like a very educated reaction to something.
Yeah,
I always feel they'll go berserk and, you know, do something crazy.
Or even things like when you gift a newborn girl, like you'll give her a dress or like, you know, things like that.
That doesn't really bother me.
No, but I mean, like, you know, she might want to read books or she might want to.
Yeah,
but
newborn
very, like,
child.
But a newborn
books.
Child
okay,
want to read books.
But
what,
I'm saying like when you think of the? Gifting.
Yeah, I know. Hell.
Exactly.
I mean that when you think of gifting girls things, there are only a. Or typically,
no, I don't
there
think
are only a host of things
anymore.
That come to mind.
I don't think that's prevalent anymore.
What
I think
would like to say is okay. There are two states.
Okay.
There is one state where there are people like you and us.
Hmm.
And there is another state where this stereotype exists.
Hmm.
As far as our state is concerned, it does not exist.
And by state, you mean state of being?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, or like
not
the,
like a physical state. Keeping
obviously
it clear.
Not.
Oof.
That was a what the hell moment.
Yeah, really.
What the hell, mom? That was a
just
bad
trying
one.
To show off all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway.
Also, women need to be nicer to other women.
I'm very nice to Navya.
And and more supportive of other women.
I
yeah,
think that's
that
a
Madeleine
big thing
Albright
that...
quote.
There's
a special place in
hell
for women who don't help other women or criticize
but
them all the time is my addendum.
I'm always helping women. I'm always speaking for women. So
it
keep
should,
quiet.
Charity should
it
start at home.
It does not talk about mother and daughter.
Charity should start at home, mother.
Oh, shut
you
up.
Used to
Same
tell us all
you.
The time.
What do you mean?
I'm very good to you, Navya.
Well, yesterday
yeah?
not so much
oh, really?
On the podcast. But
no,
okay.
Not all the time, Shweta. You're always, she's your punching bag.
Actually, she's not. She's
she
always
is.
In the line. She doesn't know.
I'll tell you what I am.
She
I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, saying the wrong things. That's just me. And I just get, I'm like a deer in the headlights. Like I get caught. Even if it's not my fault, I'll just be in the vicinity. And then it's like, you know, she's here, so might as well, like, you know.
No, she asks irritated. She doesn't know when to keep quiet.
No, it's like
she knows when someone's in a bad mood. Now, I think by now you should know. Just leave.
Okay, but you said that women need to be nicer to each other.
Yeah.
But why do you think women are not so nice to each other? Do you think we're in competition with each other?
Yep.
Instead of being in competition with just...
Yep.
I don't know. Like, I feel like in the workplace that happens a lot. I have had similar experiences where, you know, I feel like... even though we're all trying to achieve the same thing, the same goal, we're all trying to be successful, we're still trying to one-up each other and, you know, put others down, other women down for the sake of feeling better. And I don't know why that still happens. I don't know why people don't understand it's a collective thing that we all need to do. And we all need to work. We need to be nice. And it's not just, you know, one woman's success. It has to be everyone's together.
Yeah.
But why do you think we're so in competition with each other?
I think it's also the way we've been...
conditioned, your favorite word.
Like, this is how society is. And it's been for a while. And women have always got their value from, you know, the amount of children they have, if they make a good wife, if they make a good mother. These are the things there. It's almost like marked on. Like, okay, you get full marks for this or this or this. And also, women are judged according to their outward appearance a lot more than men are. So then you get competitive because...
and you have to survival a of certain
the,
way.
It's survival of the fittest. So you want to, you know, so I think a lot of that happens. Like there's all these studies where better looking women get jobs easier than...
no, but there are also
conventionally
studies,
you know.
Yeah, but there are also studies that say that women who are better looking often... if they're promoted, it's always, you know, not really given to their intelligence, but given to the fact that they're better looking than the other women. Yep. So yep. It's a bit of a...
so there are a lot of... I mean, I think women actually are very stereotyped. And even within, like, the whole collective, there's, like, stereotypes. Like, if you're very good looking, you can't be smart.
Yeah.
If you're very smart, you're not very good looking.
Or if you're
not wild or you're, like, you know, that kind of a thing.
No, or if you're good looking, then there's only a certain kind of profession that you should do.
Like,
do.
PR.
Or, like, modeling or become an actress.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be... you know, beautiful and be like an engineer. Like that's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, she's pretty, she should model. Oh,
exactly.
She's pretty, she should act. Like,
so yeah, so I think even within that, so, and who puts these stereotypes? I don't think women like to stereotype themselves.
I remember I had a bit of a bashing session with the troll once on this topic.
Yeah, even I remember. They said, how come you're not in
no,
movies?
They said, you're so pretty, you should act. And I said that beautiful women can run businesses too.
Yes, but
you very nicely
and
accepted
say, these
that
are,
well,
you're
yeah, I took the compliment and then yeah. I was like, you know.
Mama, just, this is a brave new generation. They don't shy away from being complimented or...
yeah.
And they're
no,
very good with that.
Our,
yeah,
like, good
they're
stuff.
Not. They don't waste time with
but you know,
false humility.
I think that
yeah.
inside
when
you're talking about
so
today's women being expected to physically look smart or this, and they are criticized or this, whatever. I think today young... men also go through it.
Really?
Even men have the same problem today.
Not as, I don't think it's as strong with men, Mom.
You know, they also are dressing. Men don't dress for each other. Women dress for each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men dress
for
the women.
Women.
Yes. So that's the difference.
But
no, I think they dress for themselves.
The other
no,
women and what they
I think
they're
men
wearing.
Dress for themselves,
no,
Mom.
Because
they're not caring.
Women have decided that this is how a smart man should look.
Yeah, but the women...
so, actually, no, women don't decide. A lot of fashion designers, most of them are men who dictate these terms. Men's clothing hasn't really evolved much. My case in point is men's clothing hasn't really evolved, but look at women's fashion. Look at how much it's evolved.
Why is it, I want to ask you both,
oh,
that Indian women are wearing more Western clothes?
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
I think it's because of ease of movement. It's easier to move around. A lot of women are now just not just at home. They're going out. They're getting jobs. It's easier to pull on a pair of pants and a t-shirt or a shirt than it is to maybe drape a sari.
I feel that what has happened is very unknowingly, we have accepted that the Western clothing is more, it gives that manpower to a woman. I would love to see a woman in a woman power.
No, that's
I'm not
true.
Saying go wear a sari. That was an example. But I think that, you know, in the West also women always dressed in dresses or whatever.
Though,
this whole thing changed much later in life where they started wearing also pants and they started...
With the Industrial Revolution and when all the men went to war and women started working in factories. So they had to wear pants because you can't be doing heavy machine work with...
To give you an example, Falguni Nair, who's the founder of Nike, I've never seen her in anything but a sari. She always wears a sari. Even when she went to Bombay Stock Exchange to ring the bell. You know, the day her company went public, she was in a sari. I've never seen her in suits or...
But most women CEOs wear saris.
She has become, or she has created, because she's a self-made person. She's confident, and she's confident in her skin and in whatever she wears. It doesn't matter.
And it's also like a statistic that women leaders actually, you know, better prime ministers, better CEOs, because we actually think more long-term than men. And we are better multitaskers. We're more, you know,
better
organized.
Planners.
Yeah, better planners in general. But still, there's this whole thing about, like, you know, for example, if like a CEO is a woman and she's getting angry with people, they'd be like, oh my God, she's so hormonal or she's so dramatic. Versus if a man did that, they wouldn't be stereotyped in that way, that oh, he's just PMSing or he's having he's moody. Like, that's considered strong and assertive.
I hate that, because it's like you're invalidating, is that a word? I don't know. You're sort of making someone's frame of mind saying, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking, or she doesn't have a reason to be angry. It's just her hormones, that's why she's angry. That irritates me. I hate when people do that, because I get angry a lot. And everyone keeps telling me, oh, you're just so hormonal. And even if I am, that doesn't mean my anger is not legitimate.
Yeah.
Even if I am.
But that
happens. Doesn't mean my irritation is not legitimate. That drives me nuts. And I'm sure there are a lot of women at my age and stage in life.
There are. And that happens to
women. Who are just
women.
About fed up of being told, oh, you're so hormonal.
Well, that happens a lot to women in politics. Like, we saw it happen with Hillary Clinton, you know, with Trump, where he completely... Yeah. Character assassinated her because of her being a woman. And it happened with Mamata Banerjee when she was doing her election. So it happens a lot to women in politics, especially when they're fighting against men, or like, you know, going up for election.
It gets more personal than policy driven about their politics.
Another thing that actually really bugs me when it comes to women in the workplace is that a lot of employers will not hire women who have recently been married, because they think they're going to get pregnant and then go on maternity leave. And that's why a lot of women lose out on jobs, because they're either recently married, or, you know, maybe they've just been newly married and they're about to get pregnant, or employers think that, oh, there's no point in hiring this woman because she's just going to get pregnant and have to leave for a year of maternity leave. And that actually is a big reason why a lot of women lose out on jobs.
Yeah, but I understand that. But think about it. What do you do with that one person missing? Like, how do you have to get that job done. So what do you do?
Yeah,
you can't
but
have
not
someone
newly
who's...
married woman. Like, there's nothing wrong with hiring her. She can still work until, you know, sixth or seventh month of her pregnancy. It's not that she's incapable of... Maybe physically she can't really do as much, but she could still work from home and, you know, maybe till the seventh or eighth month.
You know,
there was this whole thing recently about how they had put like a little baby bed in railways and carriages, and how there was this whole thing about how no woman was consulted while doing that, because it's very obvious that a woman would never put her child on the side that's open. She would put the child near the wall. And the railing was so big that the child would literally slip through that railing. So they were like, obviously no woman was consulted, because if she was, that baby bed would have been made on the other side.
You see, whoever designed it or whoever planned it, the man must have thought, oh, we are doing a great deed to a woman.
Yeah.
Without really realizing what is necessary.
I read it yesterday and I thought about it, and I was like, that's so true. But there are a lot of, like, I read this book, which I really like. It's called Invisible Women. I think I've told you about it. It's basically about how infrastructure and cities are planned around for men. They're not really planned for women. You'll only find, like, diaper changing stations in a woman's bathroom, not in a men's bathroom. Yeah. How, like, spatially, men's bathrooms don't need that much space because they have urinals. And that's why the queue's always longer in a woman's bathroom, because they build both the same size. But if they actually made men's bathrooms slightly smaller, then, you know, just things like that. Things like, even in an office where women feel so cold is because the temperature is always set to the average height and weight of a average man, not a woman. That's why women feel very cold in offices.
Point. I never realized that.
Yeah, it's basically about how even research that we do, whether it's in medicine or any field, is all taken you know, based off men. So a lot
and
of
And it's
things,
not just men, it's the Caucasian male.
Yeah.
It's very rarely like exactly. a brown person who's
So how
you
research
know,
needs to just
even like the vitamins we take are yeah. actually formulated for
men.
Caucasian white,
men.
White I mean white men. Yeah. Not even white women.
Yeah.
And like we have different
Like Indian women have different nutritional requirements that don't
like D3 and yeah, B12, which we're lacking.
Folic acid. These are yeah. actually like dosages that we need higher of, but don't exist in what's in the market. But
because it's all tested on white
it's
women.
It's true, and even things
need.
Like you know, it talks about how even in cities, like you know, women would feel more comfortable taking the bus in the evenings if it was near a residential area. But most bus stops are bang in the middle of the road. It's really interesting, but I mean, it made me think that it is true. Like we do live in a world that's mostly
in a man's
designed.
World, basically.
Yeah, it's mostly designed
it's a
for
man's
men.
World.
Yeah.
A very common saying.
Even like the average height of a shelf is too high for women sometimes because it's done off average height of a man.
Yeah, Navya, you and I find it.
Well, yeah, we're shorter than most, but I'm just saying generally it's like...
For us, it's difficult.
So it's just things like that and it really gets you thinking that it's we've kind of almost adapted to the world that we live in. But imagine if it was built more to our...
It'll change, Navya.
Yeah, I think it is changing slowly.
It
and this book was really interesting about how so much of the world is... You should read it. I'll give it to you.
I'd
it's called
to.
Invisible Women.
I would love to.
And basically
it.
How women are completely excluded from data.
Also, I told you there's that whole theory about how whenever there's a situation... like
women
a bad,
are brought in.
They always bring women in as the next, you know, if like a CEO
problem
is messed
solver.
Up, a CEO is messed up, it's a male CEO, the next hire will always be a woman.
Mm.
They always stick her with the tough stuff. And
yeah.
I just say, also now because there's such a strong chorus of, you know, women in the workplace, a lot of times women are just hired just because
yeah.
you need to fill that quota.
I said that once that, you know, you should
and
just
then they
hire.
Don't give them like, anything much to do, but they're
yeah.
just hired because you have to show
diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we're not just
inclusivity
a data point
and, yeah.
we're actually
and
capable.
That
of...
is not okay. That's a very big disservice.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, their points are not really listened to.
Because we are actually capable of
yeah,
doing
of
the job. So hire us for that, not for the... But another area that women, you know, are heavily stereotyped is in media or in pop culture. We see sometimes on television, you know, women are given specific roles in films or even, you know, celebrities or women, you know, when they go out in the media and they say something, they're branded in a certain way versus if a man says it, then it goes a completely different direction. So that's another area where women are heavily stereotyped. And I think, I don't know, what do you think about films and women?
I think the lines have blurred now.
Now
I mean, Hindi
are.
Films, there used
never,
to be a vamp and there used to be
films.
The heroine.
Yeah, like in
and the heroine was
Bahu.
Always the, you know, the girl who wore Indian
girl,
clothes
yeah.
and stayed at home. And, you know, the vamp was always in Western clothes
and partying.
Was out partying. But today, I think everything is blurred. I think the heroines
Yeah,
are,
and also
are quite,
now we're seeing a lot more female led films. For example, you once said that you really liked Wonder Woman because she was brought up on an island, like Gal Gadot, her character was brought up on an island that was just women.
Yeah.
And you thought that that was very, it was different.
But I liked it because she was such a badass. I like to see women like,
and
you
said
know,
that it might have
strong
been...
women are beating people up and, you know, just like unstoppable. It made me feel really great. I walked out of there like floating on air because you suddenly see this represent. Like, I know earlier I never understood why it's so important to have representation. But after I saw Wonder Woman, I realized because... Like to a little girl who's sitting in a cinema hall. I mean, I'm in my 40s and if I could feel so euphoric,
yeah.
imagine what a young girl feels like. She feels invincible. I felt invincible and I was not just going home. So imagine for like a young girl who's starting out her life and these are the heroes she sees. Heroines she sees.
You have Miss Marvel now. Like Captain Marvel is
yeah,
also
and I think
a woman.
It feels amazing.
Yeah, it is.
It
cool.
feels really good to see a woman on screen and she's like outrunning. And it's not about outrunning men or outfighting men, just owning
herself.
Her own space
yeah.
and she, you know, she's beautiful, but she's strong and she's clever and, you know, she's doing like Wonder Woman, the character.
Yeah. But that's
I
nice because earlier there were mostly male superheroes.
Yeah, but in the 70s and the 80s,
there
we
were,
had
in the
television. I mean, in the West, there was Wonder Woman.
But you also, in the
little blonde girl
at that time, also had serials like Rajni.
Yeah, of course.
You know, she was this.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, you won't understand, but there were some.
Yeah, there were
television.
Some,
but then after that,
she was a crusader, and
there were shows where women were more like in that whole magic world. There was one called Shararat, which was about those three, the mother, daughter, and the grandmother, and they all had magical powers, and they were like,
Remember, it was the three of them, and they lived in a house together, and they would always say, no, don't do this now, don't do that. It was the three of them, it was a grandmother, mother, and daughter, and they all had magical powers. It's called Shararat.
Another thing that's probably unfair is I know we were talking about men and women, you know, across different workplaces not being paid equally. And there was also a recent whole thing about how, like in sport, like athletes, like female athletes and male athletes are not paid equally. Like this has happened actually in the NBA as well, where, you know, women NBA, and they're not equally paid. It's happened in tennis with Roger Federer and Serena Williams, both who are incredible athletes, but Roger Federer is paid more than Serena Williams. And this happens actually with a lot of different sports and a lot of different athletes. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, Nani? Obviously it's unfair. I don't think you're going to get any resistance
from us.
Yeah,
but why? I'm not saying resistance. I'm saying that, like, I don't understand. Why? What can we do to solve this problem?
I mean, we can talk about it. We can make it aware.
Yeah, but why is it... Why do people think...
It's the insecurity of a man who's sitting at the head of it. You know, actually he's insecure, and that's why he finds it easier to put a woman down in every field, in every way. And...
But it doesn't make sense.
And this is the outcome of that kind of a mindset.
Maybe it's the same thing for the movies, where they feel that like a male tennis player will bring in more viewers, etc., have bigger fan followings, and therefore they want.
I mean, actually, today
more.
I could name more female tennis players.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Not
way
only
more
today,
female.
Even before,
even
Chris Evert and
Billie Jean King.
Yes, all of them.
Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams, Venus
Steffi
Williams.
Graf.
Today, there are a lot more women tennis players than there used to be at that time. There were very few. But today, there are as many as men.
So then that theory doesn't make sense to me, that, you know, they be paid less just because... Because I think that they're, like, recently...
I think the theory men function with is, and have over time, is if it isn't broken, don't fix it. So if nobody's saying anything about this pay parity... Just continue. How does it make a difference? They will never know. It's then you have to voice it. You have to speak about it. You have to have, you know, people who are...
But I'm sure that they have.
It'll
change, Navya. It's changing. You can already... At least they're talking about it today. There's a debate. That means there is a change around the corner.
And I think when women were first coming into things, they were just so...
Happy
to be even part of the story, that these things didn't matter. But now we're here and we're making impacts and we're equal to men in every way. So, you know, equal pay is not an out of the way ask.
Unreasonable.
It's something that you should do. But again, I say the whole attitude is that if it's not broken, they're not saying anything about it. Why should we change it? We want to get away with giving less. So why should we change it? But now things will change because people are seeing and people are voicing.
I hope so, because I think it doesn't make sense to me why that even happens in the first place, because both are equally...
But you know, Navya, it's happened in everything. But slowly it's all changing. It's breaking down. It's changing. I mean, you look at those Indian women athletes...
Yeah. I mean, most of the time, it's the Indian women athletes
who bring back the medals
than the male athletes.
I mean, and look at them from the kind of backgrounds they come from. I mean, they have learned to... What about that Duti? What is her name?
Duti Chand.
All Meera these Bhai, girls. And she learned running bare feet.
Yeah. I remember I made a post on that during the lockdown, because I think it was...
It's not even mentioned when...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so I think it was during IPL that was happening in the lockdown. And that was the same time that there was like some South Asian... Like there was some form, like a competition. Yeah. And three Indian women won gold, silver and bronze at the heavyweight lifting, wrestling or lifting championship, and they won medals. And it was nowhere in the news because the IPL was going on. And that was like...
How many...
And there's nothing wrong with watching the IPL.
How many editors of the print media women? For centuries, women have never stood up for themselves. There are exceptions, but now it's changing. With the younger generation, it's changing. And it's also because mothers are realizing that my daughter and my son are as good as each other.
Mm.
So they are giving both of them the same kind of opportunities and promotion. That's why things are changing.
No, but I would like to
your
see...
Your sons have to be taught when they're born and when they're growing up.
Yeah, but I would love to see more coverage of like the Indian
sports.
Women cricket team. They're doing so well. We don't really have
archers, Indian women.
Yeah, but across different sports.
They're playing golf now.
They're playing
everything.
They're
doing so well in golf.
Yeah.
I mean.
But that's what I would want. I would hope that, you know, sports channels covered more of that rather than just showing reruns of old.
But you know, sports channels only cover a few games, Navya. They don't even cover all the sports that's
played. That's what I'm saying. I think the more that we see it, the more invested we get in it.
How much is badminton being shown or table tennis being shown? Not much.
Yeah.
Anywhere, not only in India, everywhere in the world. So.
Yeah, I agree. But I think your point of like mothers when, you know, sons are at home and at a young age need to...
Absolutely.
It's also like there was this really nice quote that I read once that if only we were not... If only we raised our sons more like our daughters, then, you know, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have in the world today, because we raise our daughters to be, you know, but we raise our sons very differently. And like, why do we do that? We should raise them.
Educated women also have double standards, which is so sad. And I mean, sometimes I want to say it, but it's not a very, I don't feel good saying it, but sometimes women are their own enemies.
But we talked about that.
I mean, of course, it's also the father's responsibility.
Points.
I think your bumble should happen
now. Oh yeah,
I
forgot about my game. And on that note, let's take a quick breather as we get ready for our beloved Bumble question game. Can I do the Bumble question game first? What for you would make an ideal gift? Mine would be books.
Mine would be books.
What would yours be?
At this age, nothing really.
Jewelry?
No.
Yes. I'm telling
you. Yes, I would also say yes. Or like table mats or something like that.
No.
For Nani?
Yeah.
No.
Like house stuff. Like if you give her something for the house, she'd be happy.
No, that's another thing that drives me mad.
If you give me some wonderful candles.
Yeah. This drives me mad is another thing where, you know,
good flowers,
it's a woman's birthday and you give her like a mixie or you give her like, you know, like household items. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, like a candle, you use for yourself. I mean, you use it in your room or whatever, in your personal space. But like, you know, that used to be a thing. Now it's not politically correct and a lot of people don't do it. But there was a time when a woman would be gifted like a cutlery set or a, like a, you know, a blender or a grill. Men would get grills, but very rarely. But I mean, how dare you? That's not the sum of all my parts, you know? I mean, I'm more than that. So, yeah.
Well, that was the end of the Bumble game. Uh-huh. Thank you for answering
those
questions.
Thank you very much.
Questions.
This
Thank
was
you.
Rather more volatile than I expected.
So, as we talked about today, women have many layers and masks to them. I think it honestly comes from years of conditioning. We women are so constantly used to pleasing others and servicing those around us that sometimes we forget who we are. I think it's time we stay authentic. And I know that we do step into a lot of shoes and play many roles in many different spaces, but let's not forget to acknowledge that invisible crown above our heads. We are the most important aspect of it. And I think that's all for today, but I really hope that through this conversation, you feel a bit more equipped to take cognizance of any discrimination that happens further, whether at home or at the workplace or even with your friends. And honestly, take the right steps because you know what to do. You can catch me and my work on Instagram at Navya Naveli Nanda, and I'll see you next week.